Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, your weekly dose of health, wealth, and everything else.
Hey, everybody. When you think of financial freedom, what comes to mind? Travel, time for family, friends, no stress about paying bills, or just enough? Having just enough. Is that financial freedom for you? Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, my podcast. You know, today we're talking about Wealth Unlocked, the power of financial education with my guest, China Fair. And China has been an entrepreneur and financial professional. That's what I want to say. Entrepreneur and financial professional with 3 years of experience in wealth management, investing, and financial planning. She is passionate about educating the next generation on financial literacy, investments, and strategies with knowledge about economic trends. What do we do next? You know, bridging the gap between academia and the real world of finance. We don't get that in school. And it's something that this organization brings to the public. China wants people to see that anything is possible and how to stretch their vision to help work towards obtaining their goals and dreams. She wants to stop you from limiting yourself. So welcome, China Fair. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Yes, of course, Lisa. Thank you for the invitation. I am so honored to be here and I'm excited to talk to your audience and share with what my experience is as becoming a financial professional and an entrepreneur and educating people on those strategies that you were just speaking about.
Yeah. Let's start with why financial education is the foundation of financial freedom. And I know that's one of the core principles for the company, with the company that you work with. So why is it the foundation of financial freedom?
Because it's not taught in school, you know, and a lot of people is not aware of those things. They're aware of their finances, of course, but they don't know how to make it work for them, how to properly set up things for their families and for their children, to take burdens off of themselves, you know, off of their kids, preparing for college if they have kids, or just for themselves if they're preparing to retire, you know, and things of that sort. So it's very important to know what you're dealing with when it comes to your own finances and the things that you have or you think you have in place.
Yeah. You shared a little bit of your story, and I didn't touch on that right away because I wanted folks to be able to hear it from your words. Like, one of the most profound things you shared with me is how your two sons witnessed your transformation from learning finance to teaching it to being an entrepreneur and this journey that you've been on. You know, can you share a little bit more about that? I gave the highlights. I gave the structure, but you've profoundly changed the trajectory of your life going through this experience. And I'd love to hear from your words. How did it transform you? Why was it so magnificent?
You know, Lisa, great question, because being a single mom, you know, I raised my kids by myself, you know, and working several jobs, you know, and trying to find my own identity. You know, I was just struggling with being in a place where I was accepted, you know, working jobs and then being fired for no reason, you know, being a hard worker and just coming in and giving it all I got. And I was raising my sons, and then sometimes I lost a job, and then I'm on my way home and I'm trying to figure out to myself, what do I do next? Yeah. You know, how do I provide for my son?
Yeah.
They have no idea that their mother has just lost her job. So I was always building and saving and putting money away so I could figure out, okay, now I have a little bit of money here. I can't do this, but I know I got to move, and then I might have to give up my home because now I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get another job. And then I have to go on unemployment, which I never wanted to do, you know, and I had to fight with all of those things. And now, when my kids became older and they understood finance. My youngest son, he was getting, I would give him allowance, and he took that allowance, and I didn't even know this, and he was 16 at the time, and he was going to stock webinars to learn about stock. And then
Wow.
in high school, they had a class about finances, and he was the only kid in that class that was a millionaire. And now he is opening up his own gym. My oldest son, same thing. He is a landscaper, so, and he helped remodel homes. And these are things that they learned by me. They were like, "Mom, you always work. You never gave up. You was always, preparing for us." And I would always tell him, I said, "Look, this time we can't do certain things because mama got to pay bills. But the next pay period, we'll be able to do this." And it was like, I felt like that I couldn't really give my kids the things that I wanted to give them, but just to give them the knowledge of understanding that life can happen, but you always need to have something in place if it does. And I thought that I was already ready for it, but I wasn't, in that case. So that's
You're
where
speaking my language. You're speaking my language, starting over at 50 for me. I thought I was ready for it. And then it was like, oh my gosh, the stock market crashes and real estate crashes and so many things. And just you find yourself having to start over, struggling to survive and then shifting your mindset into that thriving place. Even though you don't have anything, for you were always thriving in your mind. And what I love about your story is that you were honest with your kids. You didn't try to hide it. You brought them along. You helped them to observe the struggles, and they learned from that. So often, when we hide that, when we don't tell them, when we try to be strong, and we don't, kids know, like our pets know when things aren't going well. Our kids know when things aren't going well. So being able to, for them to be part of this journey, part of the conversation, part of the struggle, has caused them to thrive and actually. It's not just your path to entrepreneurship, but it's their path to entrepreneurship. Tell us how folks listening can break that paycheck to paycheck cycle and shift into maybe entrepreneurship or even financial planning so that they don't end up going through the striving or through the struggle as much.
I think that the best thing to do is to sit down with someone that you can trust. Find the people that are out there that truly care about you and your financial needs and what you're looking for. People sometimes, I don't hold anything against like CPAs or advisors or anything like that. But the thing is, who do you trust more with your money than yourself? You need to be able to sit down with someone that's trustworthy. We can go to banks, and what banks do, the first thing that they want to do is offer us credit cards and all of these other things, but they're not telling us how to save our money. They say, put it in here, put it in there. But then you realize that sometimes you end up penalized if you try to take your money out of your own bank account. So it's like, so who really owns your money at this time? Is it you, or does the bank own it? And a lot of people get frustrated because now you have all these overdraft fees and all of these other things. And then health issues come up, then expenses come up. And then you have, again, children, and you're trying to, okay, I want to send my son or my daughter off to college. And now this is a table discussion, and families, become frustrated or not knowing how to put things in place. So the best thing to do is find someone that cares enough to sit down with you, like me, and to go over these things with you, and there is no judgment zone. Don't be afraid to tell these things that you're so embarrassed about. We all have that. I've been there. Everyone has been there. So don't be embarrassed about it, because it's life. We all have come across this situation in our lives, and we didn't know who to go talk to or where to go or who to trust, because it's like you go here, people want to charge you so much money to tell you about something that is free. And that's why what we do here in my organization, this is free information. We will sit down with you as many times as you need to go over what it is that you want to do. And we understand that there is a barrier sometimes in between our needs and our wants. And we have to realize that sometimes our wants can overshadow our needs. So we start spending frivolously and giving away money. And like we said, just throwing money here and there and hoping something sticks. And then life happens, like the stock market can go down. Like right now, we're being in a recession and all the things that are happening right now, we understand the retirements and people who don't understand how to move their money or put their money in a safe place. And we're here to help you do that by you sitting down with us, and we have what we call a financial needs analysis. And that's where we sit down and go over what it is and how you're spending, because every household is different. It's not a cookie cutter system. It's based on your health, your circumstances, and your age. So we have to think about those things. A lot of times we don't think about those things. We want to take our kids on trips and all of these things like that, but then we get into credit card debt, spending what we don't have to spend because we want to make our kids and our families happy. But at the same thing, the best thing to do to make them happy is to set a plan for when they go off to college, that they will be secure. What if they don't want to go to college? What if they want to start something? What if they want to be an entrepreneur? What if they want to start a different kind of businesses and different things like that, and they have no idea how to do it? But we as parents, can do that.
And a number of different things with fear, like fear. What I'm hearing you say is fear. We don't know what to ask, we don't know who to talk to, and we don't know who to trust. And I find that fear comes into play with that. And with that fear, it stops us. You said, what's the block between reality and the things we need and the things we want and how to get to those places or even planning for the future? I think fear is a big part of that. And we try to go it alone and we make mistakes and then we lose money. I'm speaking for myself because that's exactly what I've done in the last year is being invested in the wrong things as we're slip sliding down the road. It was fear of going and asking somebody else because I didn't know who to trust. So getting into that trusting relationship, and it starts with that first conversation where you introduce them to the education and what they can learn about money and understanding about how to plan for the future, and then taking a look at their own personal financial number. How do beliefs and habits affect this attitude, this mindset, that how do beliefs and habits impact our financial success?
Well, a lot of beliefs is that, we believe that we're good with our 401k. We're good with, I've saved all of this money and I put all of this money in my bank account and I'm got all of this stuff and, and I got a big, like, again, the 401k is what people seem to that's going to be their lifelong support system. And things like that. And people think that, oh, I have a job and I got insurance on my job and I have this on my job. But if you lose that job, then what? Where do you go? Because sometimes that doesn't follow you, And some people leave jobs and they don't realize that they have a 401k or something sitting over here in these many places, and they don't realize that they can also get that money and transfer that money into a safe place, and to but I think the belief system is that we are told to go to school, get a job, be, become wealthy and all of these things just by a job and nothing else. And that job just become, this is what you do. You just work, 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 work. But at the end of the day, because of how when you work and your living circumstances are, we're spending, 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 and When we lose our job, we have nothing to fall back on. And I think that we need to understand that if our mindset change and we want to learn how to save and truly learn how to save, we as business owners, single parents, and things like that, we need to be able to sit down with someone and really, really, really get that understanding how money works and how to never lose money. So
You said
that's.
you mentioned mindset. I think a lot of that is so true. Like when we're raised in a way to, like you said, work, 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 save. But there's not a lot of planning in that saving of a 401k. Maybe, people have mentioned, oh, you got to have a little bit of money in the bank for emergency. You might have an emergency fund, but how is your savings plan investing, or how is life insurance going to benefit you later in life? And it's so much cheaper to buy it in your 30s and 40s than it is in your 50s and 60s. It's more affordable. It grows faster. You have time on your side. There's so many different ways to look at wealth, having a wealth mindset versus a, get by, strife, struggle. That's how my parents did it. Some of those things aren't really helpful in creating financial freedom. So, can you tell us what is a wealth mindset? What does a person moving towards wealth think about? What kinds of steps do they take? What kind of planning might they put in place to move towards financial freedom?
Oh, great question, Lisa. I think that a person that has a wealth mindset, they understand that they have to give some things up. We have to give some things up. We have to realize that, hey, am I buying all of these shoes or buying all of these things because I want to keep up with someone, or am I buying these expensive cars because I want to be noticed, or buying a home that I really can't afford because I want my friends to come to my house and see all these flashy objects and all of this. And it's just that, you can't be mesmerized by shiny objects, and things like that. You got to really to downsize, like you were saying. I had to give things up. Like me as a mother, I had to downsize. I had to give some things up. I had to restructure how I thought about money. I was like, okay, not eating out as much, cooking at home and things like that, and not getting and applying for all of these different apps that you don't use or that you don't need, that's costing, it may seem like, oh, it's just $9 here and this and that, but that $9 add up every month, because sometimes people be like, oh my God, that $9 came out of my account and I wasn't ready because I needed that little bit of money. You know what I mean? Because they don't think about, I have gas that I got to put in my car. And if you're someone who catches the transit for work, you got to realize that you need to put money aside to catch that transit. Or, you have to buy one of the little transit cars that lasts for a long time or whatever for you to go to work. And so you cannot take your money just because you're making some money and or you're a single person. And a lot of times it's young people that this is falling up on because they're 18 and they get a little job and they're doing all of this. And nothing is wrong with personal care or taking care of yourself, but you have to look at the fact that can you afford it? Can you afford these things? And if you can't, paint your nails. Buy some nail polish, buy these little things that you don't want to do. But it's nothing wrong with every now and then to treat yourself, but don't do it in a way that you're constantly spending money on these things. Because a lot of times we go to these nail appointments and it's like, oh my God, this month or this week, I can't afford to get no nails because I didn't work a full week or I didn't have this, I didn't do that. And now you're struggling because now you're cutting parts of your rent off or your bills that you have to pay because you want to be look beautiful or you want to look like someone else and things like that. So we have to understand that we have to not spend frivolously. We have to learn how to just understand that if we can't afford it, don't do it. You know, don't do it. Put that money towards yourself and towards your dreams and goals. And that's my thing with saying about spending and, you know, not understanding money.
Or I don't use the word budgeting because to me that's a lack mindset. Like there's not enough and I can only spend this much. I really call it savings planning and spending planning. Like this is where this money goes into spending, this money goes into savings, this money goes into investing. I know Dave Ramsey talks about buckets. A lot of the financial planners out there or financial educators talk about different budget buckets. Like here's your emergency fund, here's your month-to-month fund, here's your travel fund, here's your personal care or shopping fund, and breaking things out that way. I think that that really is a wealth mindset, but I think the key for me that I realized part of that wealth mindset is the long-term planning. Like, do I need long-term care insurance? What is my retirement or social security going to look like? Will I even qualify? Will it even be there? And can I depend on that? Or do I need to depend on me? And how much of what I do today, how much of what I make today, do I need to invest in that? And how will that affect my kids? You know, if you are, I'm not a parent, so I don't really have like a need for legacy wealth. Like I don't have people to pass it on to. I have some nieces and nephews, but as far as my own children, parents are gone. You know, I don't think that much, but there are people in my life that I love that I want to provide for. But I need to start that at what age? You know, we don't know what age we need to start those things at. If you have kids, the best time to start is when they're born or when they're pregnant, when you know you're going to become a parent, because it's the cheapest time to put the money away. So these are some of those wealth strategies that when I sat in on your webinar and some of the lectures that you guys have done, those were some of the things. They were light bulbs. You know, I knew them, I grew up with them, but yet they were light bulbs to say, hey, I haven't looked at that in a while. I don't know what's in those buckets. What, you know, am I allocating the right amount to those buckets? So, wealth strategies in that respect. How do we stay ahead of the financial changing world? I mean, with AI and new politics and all of these different changes, like it's overwhelming. How do we stay ahead of the financial world? What are some tips for folks to follow?
I'm going to give a little just a back history here, real quick, and then I'm going to explain that to you because these are all great questions, Lisa, and thank you. My mother passed away when I was really young, and my mom always talked about how she was doing things to put things in place for us when we were young, you know, and this was back in the 70s, you know. And that's what's her main goal. And when she passed away, because there was my older sister who was 18, and you know, there was a lot of young of us, but we didn't know what she didn't know what to do with this. She didn't know what how to put this money and make it work or how, you know, so we lost a lot of things because we didn't have any education on that. I feel that what we do is the best scenario is to sit down again with front of people, understand their financial needs. Understand that they can put these things in these different buckets. But again, it depends on your finances. I can't tell you what to do with your money. I can only tell you, hey, now, Mr. or Mrs. Client, we see that you've able to save this amount of money. And we'll ask, hey, how much of this are you willing to invest in this bucket? You know? And we talk about CDs and savings accounts and different things like that. You know, again, back to the bank owning your money and not you owning your money. And then you got your job and you got the 401ks and you got all of these things, but you have to realize that if you take this money out too early, you're going to be penalized for those things. So now we have another option over here to have. So how do you want to compound this money, you know, the tax-free way, you know, without having to have so much of your money taken away from you from your savings and different things like that? We're like, okay, now that you're at this age, it's best, like you said, to start when they're born, you know, and it's best to start talking to people in colleges and in high school to understand about money when they're 18 years old. in your 20s. And we talk about there's long-term care with living benefits. There's things that we can put in place for you while you're young, to allow you to grow this money. And then when you get to a little bit older, like before, like I said, you don't want to get to wait till you get to your 50s and 60s and then trying to do something because it's more expensive at that age, So it's best to sit down, see where you're spending too much and how we're going to like talk, bring that down just a little bit, and to so we can see how much you know that you have left over that, like we said, a floor and a cap. So we don't want you to be losing money in the market or when the market crash or when it's time for you to retire and you can't because the market is all over the place and you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. So it's good to start while you're working, while you're in college, to start understanding how to put these monies in a safe place where they can grow for you long term. And that's how you leave a legacy for your kids, to have that money put in place. But again, it's based on your lifestyle. And I have to sit down with you to understand how we're going to put these things in these different buckets for you and to make you see that how this can work with a cost of insurance, and savings. So these are the things that we have, like the IULs, and the long-term care and the living benefits, these things are out there and they can save your mental and they can save your family a lot of hardships and a lot of debt. And we also have other programs that we have as well.
I think that the way that financial getting ahead of the financial, what do we want to call it, the way the financial world is today, what I'm hearing you say is it's time and choices. Time and choices really are what create that that path to financial freedom. Knowing as early as possible in your life what your choices are and starting to put even just a little bit away, because that time compounds what it is that you're able to put away. And that's what develops that nest egg. That's what grows into that financial wealth. And it also helps us to avoid the financial pitfalls that we may be seeing with economies and changing politics. The time is what helps us to get a clearer picture, because time causes compounding and we have time to fix the mistakes that we make along the way. Unfortunately, I made my mistakes in my early 50s, so I have less time to make up for those golden years, make up money for those golden years. But I still have time. Even at 59, I still have time to figure that out. There are options available. But if we don't jump in and we don't learn about what our choices are, and we don't get financial education, we won't succeed at this. So there's some steps that have to come in order for us to actually find our way in this financial world. Is there a top piece of advice that, and you've been giving advice all along, so I don't know if there's anything more. I think you kind of already landed on it, but I'm going to let you succinctly extract something out of what you've already shared with the audience to say, this is it. Like, this is step one, step two, step three, or give us that piece of advice that's purely China Fair's experience in the financial world. This is what I want people to know and take away today.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I started the business, I didn't, granted, I knew a little bit about finances and stuff like that, because I used to work for H&R Block, many, many years. So I worked for H&R Block, and I used to work for a company that helped people start their business. So I would help them apply for their EINs and different things like this. So my thing is to find someone, again, like myself. I'm gonna always, talk about myself because I believe in what I do and I believe in the crusade of what we do about mission over commission. And I think that it's best to get out of the fear that you're gonna be judged. lose the fear that this can never happen to me. You know, my friends told me this, or someone told me this, and they have, talked to someone and it was a scam, it was this and whatever. I think that we should, remove those things from our head, be able to sit down with someone and talk, really talk to them about your dreams and your goals, because that's what I want to know. I want to know what your short term, your midterm goals are. Do you want to buy a home? Do you want to purchase a car? What do your wedding look like? What do all these things look like? And I want to help you understand how you can get there simply by putting little bit of things aside for those things to where they can grow gradually. And we'll come back in a few years later and see where you are. And then, whether this, you can take this money out at the end of whatever age you decide to where you want to go, and you can be live comfortably. A lot of people become millionaires by setting aside the right amount of money in due time. And sometimes people think, oh my God, I got to put aside $300 or $400 or $500. No, if that's not in your savings or in your planning, and you don't have that, well, let's just start with a little bit, and then we gradually just move up to the amount to where you feel secure and safe, because the last thing we want to do is set you back to where you started from when you came to us. So my job is to want to understand, what are your goals and dreams? What are you passionate about? And where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now? Do you see yourself married? Do you see yourself with kids? Or do you just see yourself single, but an entrepreneur, and having the lifestyle that you have always dreamed of? I'm here to plant seeds and help you reach whatever level in the dreams that you have inside, because only you know those dreams. And I want you to share those with me so I can help you achieve those.
Beautifully said. I love that your motto is mission before commission. No family should be left behind on the journey to financial security. So I want to thank you for your time today and your inspiration and motivation. Like, you can feel the passion coming through the screen about how much you love what you do, that you love the people that you do it for, and you really yeah, just you come from the heart when it comes to talking to your clients. So thank you for sharing that and sharing that vulnerability that you went through, the things that you went through, and then just shining like a star, like being here and showing people what it looks like on the other side of trauma and hardship and difficult life. It can be beautiful, and you can raise children who have a completely different life than what the struggles that you went through. So all of those are really an inspiration to our audience. So thank you so much for sharing all of that with us today, China.
Of course, Lisa, thank you again for having me. I'm so honored to be here. And thank you for your audience for listening and being open to hear my
Beautiful.
story.
Love it. All right, folks. If you need any help growing or expanding your business online, social media, expanding with social media, pop over to lisamosby.com and book 30 minutes with me. We'll talk all about you and your business. China, if folks want to get in touch with you, where do they find you?
You can find me on Facebook, and that is China Fair, Chi Fair. And then you can also find me on LinkedIn, and you can China Fair on LinkedIn. And then you can also find me on Instagram as well, under China Fair as well. And so yeah, or you can email me at China Fair Finance. .com.
Beautifully. Yeah. And all of that stuff will be in the show notes. And if you can't find it for whatever reason, you can reach out to me and I'm happy to connect you. Just remember her name, China Fair, and we'll make sure that that happens. Thanks for listening in today, folks.
Thanks for joining me on A Bit of Insight. To get more involved with our wellness community, grab a copy of my book, Live Well, Travel Far, or to explore our travel offerings, visit the website at insightcenterforwellness.com. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, leave a review and please share it with a friend. This is Lisa Mosby reminding you to live well, travel far, and always follow your insight.